Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. My name is Paul Vanderhaden. I'll be your GM tonight. With me, I've got Colin who plays Bedlam. Bedlam.
Hi, I'm Colin and I'll be playing Bedlam.
Anything interesting to say? Are you good for now?
I'm good for now.
We've got Rob who plays Damon.
I'm Rob. I play Damon.
Mike who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
Natalie who plays Bright Force.
Hi, everybody.
There we go. All right, guys. So what do you remember from our last session?
So we went to the bakery, right? Was it a bakery or a coffee shop?
Cafe.
I remember what happened. So last session, after we escaped from the cannery, we then split off and went our
That was two sessions ago.
That was two sessions ago. I was about to say what happened after we left the cannery.
Oh, snappy comeback. Oh, keep going.
Last session, we got into a fight with the Liberators and their boss, the Liberator. We raided the television station and got our asses handed to us.
Lots of
but
pain.
He also was threatening to blow up half of
the suck.
Yes. That's why we raided the TV station, because about a million people were going to be killed by him.
Well, so far, about three or four people have probably died.
Well, half of that, actually. Because a million people in the suck itself. So maybe about half a million. Put it over two. About a million people live in the suck, I'd say. Because it's the heaviest population density besides the stacks.
I always think...
Makes sense. Before the session ended, we got a call from... I guess his name is Graffiti?
Yep, it would be his name, correct.
Okay. The painter who's gonna detonate the bombs, and he basically said, good luck, don't be here. And hung up.
And thanks for taking care of me. He said this, but he meant to say, thanks for taking care of my boss.
Yeah, he did not.
I meant to say that. But yeah, basically he says, thanks for taking care of my boss. I recommend leaving the suck. It was his, kind of showing his ass to you guys. All right. So I think with that, we're going to get right to it, if no one objects. All right, so you have 5 minutes until he's going to detonate all of the glyphs that are going to explode half of the suck, putting approximately half a million people in death if they haven't already evacuated. Now, we don't know how many have already evacuated, and you guys don't really have a means of looking that up. Weasel, you know your grandfather has been evacuating people, so you know he's very fast.
Yeah.
So he's probably taking care of a bigger section of the city, a bigger section of the suck. So maybe it wouldn't be as bad, but nobody can get everybody. The infirm and people who are stuck in their houses, you can't. So you guys have some options. We've discussed a little bit outside of game because they were a little stumped last time. So
anxiety.
You have 5 minutes. I'm tempted to put an actual clock on it. To see if you can come up with a solution, but
we have several solutions we need to run through, and
it might take more than that. Yeah,
I have one solution already.
Right,
I'm gonna text person without actually telling the group what I'm doing, but I saw this text message and I send it.
No, you gotta read it.
I have to read it out loud.
Yeah,
right. We can cover our ears.
The text message states, "Tier one emergency." Half a million people in danger. Need teleport for my team, 3, and I from RFC TV to cafe across from care. And suck.
And now we're gonna do the magical the D12 rolling, because y'all have learned to hate my D12s, haven't you? Well, love them or hate them.
I mean, it's a system for luck, and I like it and hate it at the same time.
That's what I want, though. call your number.
6.
You do know that Rob and I are going to pick 6 or 7 the entire time because it's down the
middle. I pick 7 every time. I'm actually borrowing this from another DM. Alright. You're within 3.
Knowing backstory.
Knowing where he is. Do you send it to anyone else? The other one.
The other one? I don't know the other one.
You have the number. You'd have the number. Or would you not?
I don't think I would.
I had not considered you not having that number.
Because that was post my last conversation with him.
Got it. Okay.
And I've not been in contact.
We'll come back to that. Okay.
Nothing happens.
No. Yeah. You don't know. He doesn't. It doesn't even have a red bubble. Like, you know, you open it up and like it says message sent, and you do not see the red notification. So maybe, but it won't happen in at least the first minute. Did you have anything, right, Mike?
I have two things, but I need to do one of them, and somebody else has to do the other. First option, yeah. Somebody needs to call 9, get us all of a teleporter, get permission to get a teleporter.
You're looking at me. So
sounds like a person with charisma.
That sounds like a me job!
Sounds like a me job, too, but I have to prepare myself for the inevitability of my other action.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, so you're going to call 9. Call number, at least look for what's not the other side of the dot.
Oh, to see if she answers. Uh-huh. I see.
She's busy.
You said, well, out of 12.
Yep.
Pick a number. 7.
It is not directly across. Shit. If it was 1, it'd be directly across. It's a 12. She answers on the 3rd ring.
Oh, my. 9.
Yes.
No, that's the number you should have picked.
I should have. Yeah, you're right. I should have picked a 9. 9. Can you get us a hold of a teleporter, like, ASAP?
I mean, their number's public. Why don't you just call them?
Okay. Can you send me that number, then?
We don't have time.
We don't have the time. Can you please get us somewhere?
Oh, so you're asking for authorization to spend $3,000, $4,000.
Yes.
Yeah, it's acceptable.
Okay.
Make the call.
And then we're at here. We want
you have to make the call. They used your phone's GPS coordinates to find you.
Oh, okay. We do that.
I'm gonna try because my thing now while she's making that phone call.
Oh, roll persuade. It's $4,000. They don't give a shit. They shit $4,000.
Thank you.
So, I know last time we said that I don't have the jump spell. Well, I kind of do. I just don't like it. And. Yeah, this is going to, what was it I said on the right here? Urgency breeds ingenuity. So.
Are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna try.
You already have a teleporter you're calling.
I know, but that's $1,000 less that they have to spend.
Okay, I'm game.
I believe you said power check, right?
It will be a power check.
And I am using a spell. And probably my last boom for the day.
That's reasonable. You're trying to essentially yeet yourself a mile and a half.
Yeah. Or continuously.
Yeah, it's a
control burst.
Yeah.
Picturing like the scene from My Hero.
That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Yes.
I have Bakugo images of this character a lot of the time.
I love
a different costume though.
Yeah. No grenades for hands.
Less angry.
So, power roll?
Yeah.
All right. That is, holy shit, a 24.
Nice.
I could only roll 1 higher.
Yeah, nice. So, that's 19 plus 5 for 24. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you prep yourself. You're like, I'm going to do this. I've seen Gramps do this. How many times? Let's do this.
I don't like this.
Have you ever successfully done it before?
No.
But you've watched your grandmother do it your whole life.
Yes.
Okay. So you're like, okay, Grandpa always says this. Okay, prep legs. Okay, my legs are way bigger than his. I got to make sure I leap with the arms because I'm going to die. And
cast the spell.
And you leap and you use your boost like afterburners. And you just, whenever you seem like you're getting lower, you just poof, poof, poof. And you're launching yourself through the air really fast. Like not as fast as your grandfather, but fast enough that you are outspeeding any car on the road.
It's what?
Yeah, you're like, the impact at the end's gonna suck. I hadn't have you roll for the landing yet. So roll it for the landing. And what interesting things did you not hit on the way there?
What interesting things did I not hit?
That's probably easier to list.
Billboard and...
What's on the billboard?
Smokestack.
I believe the jump spell compensates for the landing, right?
Does it? I didn't know that.
Bright Force looks at the rest of our crew and just
otherwise,
goes...
Otherwise, you just kill yourself.
No, we don't jump. We don't jump
that distance. Did he say where he was going?
Your jump distance is tripled until the spell ends. That's all it says.
Yep.
So.
You need Featherfall for the other half of that spell. Which would be reasonable because you get after.
Yeah, well.
As a sorcerer, that's not a good spell to figure out.
In any case, so you said acrobatics to see if I land?
Power.
Power?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another 19 on the die, so 24 total.
Yeah, you land like a boss.
Right in front of the cafe, right?
Or on top of the cafe.
Or the second story window of the cafe.
On top sounds really good.
Yeah, you land like smooth as butter. It could not have gone. It could have been this much better. Oh, as you hold up a half an inch in my hands, it could have gone so little better. That was the optimal first launch.
Almost ran into a billboard.
What was on the billboard? Come on.
The eyes. There's a billboard that we always see driving downstate. It's just a pair of eyes. It's actually, I think it's for like an adult toy store, but it's just like a pair of striking eyes.
Hey guys, Mike here. Just letting you know we had some technical difficulties while recording this episode. I do apologize for any issues you may experience, and if you give me a moment, I'll get you right back in. Have a good one.
Nope.
Oh, no, I'll say it now. When we were in this TV studio, Luna, like, tied him up to, a pole or something and left him there.
Oh, in the burning building.
And then let the police know that he's there.
In a burning...
He's somewhere safe. He's somewhere safe.
Well, we have a few moments while she was contacting 9, we take out any of the unconscious bodies outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Mr. Speedster there, so...
And also we let...
Bedlam?
And we let the
police... I don't have speed yet.
We'll let the police know later, because I feel like we're busy right
now. It's faster than our paladin.
You are. I'm short and slow.
All right. So, you get a text, just in case Craig dropped it. You get a text, you feel your text buzz. When you take a look at it, it says, locked in chamber, can't come, sorry. And what was your reply?
I replied with, good talking with you again. Hope to have a conversation after this. RTC is on the way.
I owe you good pizza. You get an immediate text back. I owe you good pizza from Chicago. Sorry. And then it goes nothing yep. else. So as he says that, I want to say cloaked figure, but I feel like it'd be in a business suit. In the most impeccable business that you've ever seen, just like he has on the point, like the dark black pointed shoes, the jet black suit, the jet black tie with a white shirt. He has earrings that have the pentagrams in them, in either silver or platinum. You're not sure which. And he says, "Where are we going?" Cafe. And he reaches out to grab onto the middle person.
Cafe across from the care center in the Suck.
Where?
Roof. In front end.
Get the door.
You know there is no entrance from the front side. You've already seen it.
Okay,
so
roof.
The roof.
Understood. He reaches around you, snaps his fingers behind your back. You're all standing next to Mike. Or not sorry. You're all standing next to Weasel.
Holy shit!
What took you so long?
What happened?
No. Yeah, you land.
Did you jump
something?
You land about like 2 or 3 seconds before they do it. Like you're still like, yeah.
It worked. Oh hi.
Red Force's help will work too.
Yeah.
Well.
So, all right. Call he for says, "Your account will be billed," and then he disappears. Like this dude is like a legit ghost. he shows up, does what he wants, and says,
"Bye. Yeah. It was Bye. Nice to meet you." Time.
Who was that?
he didn't give a name.
This is Weasel looking at everybody else like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah, I don't know, but he was really weird. He grabbed onto my shoulders and then snapped, and it was very strange.
The rest of his arms on your shoulder went.
Oh, yeah.
Can I make an arcana to know who
Absolutely.
He is?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be Arcana. No.
Hey, he is a cult.
Still no.
Never mind.
4 plus 6 is a 10.
Yeah.
You know, around it about 5 years ago, and it's made on anywhere in the world. They only have a few that are powerful enough to go outside global range. You can go anywhere across the world, as in east, out by the crater wall. So they actually bought out not the top floor, but like the four floors down. But then they bought like 8 floors of the 150 story building. So they own a lot of that building, and then no one goes in. That's all you'd know with the 10, though. Actually, that's more than you with the 10, but I'm giving it to you because you've got a little more background in the area and in the occult. You know, at least one of them is a caster of some kind. Not a, like, I have a natural teleportation, but like I know the spell teleport.
Okay.
But the other ones are mostly natural teleporters. That may have been the arcane guy because he had the earrings, and you know, but you don't know his name. If you want to look into it, you can, and I'll give you a shot at it. All right, so you've arrived on the roof.
We look for an entrance. Otherwise, we'll make it.
How much time do we have left? How long did all that take?
3 minutes.
3 minutes left. Okay.
I'm going to say 3.5 minutes, because it probably took 30 or 40 seconds for them to get a lock on you.
Okay.
And you have to get out of the building and get down and gather all the people. So you've got 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna let each of you... Well... No, I'm going to leave it to you guys. What do you want to do?
There's a roof entrance.
There is a roof hatch. It is welded shut.
Can I pull it off?
Sure, roll athletics.
No, have a roll like acrobatics.
This is plus seven. This is also powerlifting.
17 plus 7.
24.
You ripped. It's like a 4-foot hatch. You literally just rip it off the roof. You're like, I don't need this anymore.
But you can use it as a weapon.
I just cast it off to the side, and you guys are like, what the fuck?
Don't get her mad.
Don't piss her off.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty.
I went at day one.
So, yeah. You have an entrance. You look down, and it enters into what looks like a storeroom. Like a closet full of, like, clothes and stuff. Like, someone obviously sealed it up because it was into their bedroom or into their personal space.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just like a closet down there with kind of outdated clothes in it.
Well, still with my weapons drawn, I will start to head first. I look at you.
Yeah.
How long does your Crimson Rite last?
Until short rest or I put them away.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
That's legit. I did not know it was that long.
Yeah. It's when if I go unconscious, if I'm no longer in contact with them,
yeah.
Or I take a short rest or a long rest.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I interrupted. You have a hole in the ceiling. You can.
And I go with you.
Do you want to go first? Is what my character's trying to ask.
Oh,
or
yes.
Or do you want me to?
I can.
All right. So are you guys gonna go stealthy, or are you gonna go full ham?
Full ham.
Ham sandwich. There's a running joke when I used to play Smite with my friends that I had a bad habit when I played rogues and I played assassins and fighters and warriors that I just go full ham sandwich and I go way too deep and they'd be like, how the fuck are we supposed to support you? I don't know, but help. I'm dying.
Don't let me die.
And then I'd rack up a bunch of kills and I'd get murdered.
Oh yeah, before we go further, I just go, just make sure I don't die. That's all I ask.
Alrighty. So you just jump down the hole? It's only 8 feet down. You're fine. You just swing it. Like, you could swing through the hole and kick out the door. Yes.
Oh my gosh, can I do that?
Yeah, why not?
I'm doing
it. If you want it to be like a surprise, you do it with athletics. Otherwise, you can just do it for effect.
I'll add athletics. No. And you'll let me know if. Well,
9 plus 7
is...
Yeah, but absolutely. You swing in like a bat out of hell. Boom, you blow the door out.
There was copy rated, but...
What?
Like a wrecking ball?
No, it's fine. You can still say that as long as you don't start singing it.
Yeah.
I was going to.
Contain yourselves?
because that is not fair use. Even though people say 6 or 7 seconds, it's bullshit. That is not a real thing.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's just an homage. No, it's not. So, yeah, you blow on the door, and there's a dude who is leaning against it.
Against that door?
Yeah, roll 3d6 for me.
That's it.
And add your strength damage, and add your strength bonus.
I'm so happy.
Plus 5.
Your hand? Yeah.
You murder someone in. Now say smite. Say smite. Wait, does this count as a two-handed weapon attack? It's two-footed.
Twelve.
I give it to you.
12 damage, and
you
then
have
plus
great
one.
Weapon fighting, right?
Yeah.
And you use two limbs on it and twos.
And I had two twos.
Two twos and a three.
Damn it! Well, 5 and a 1, and then this was the 3. Yeah.
Is you did better.
I did better.
14.
So
14.
So
9 plus 5 is 14.
Oh, 9.
14. 14 damage.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, is this dude just careens into the wall, and I do an extra d6 of smashing into the wall damage, and he goes down.
Right.
That's it!
You see the man who you have now, you've never seen pictures of. I guess you've seen him. You see him sitting against the wall with sitting in like a luxurious looking couch. Like, I think like the most 90s couch you've ever seen. Like, stupidly comfortable, but ugly as hell.
So once this guy blows into the wall, I go, I hit someone!
Go!
Oopsies!
Do it again!
Do more!
Keep going,
Brad Force!
Initiative or...
It will definitely be an initiative. I should describe the room. So, in the room, there is graffiti who's sitting on the couch. The like ugly ass couch, and then there are two more guards standing by the other entrance with weapons like pointed at the door, like as if you had gone in that door, you would have been shot at immediately. And they didn't think anyone was coming in through the closet. This dude was literally just ledging out. I didn't expect you to rip the hatch off
without any noise either. That's the greatest part.
Oh no, that was your surprise round. It was effective because it took a combatant down.
Yeah,
I love it.
So, okay. Rolling for initiative.
Well, bollocks.
Hey, Mike, we rolled the same number. We rolled the same number, but we got different results.
If you want to set up, Collins doesn't work for you guys, but if you want to, actually, I'll do, Natalie, can you track Collins' initiative for me?
I got a 19.2.
How?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, can you, grab it on the set of percentiles, or...
Oh, good job.
I'm going to use this for a boss health. Never mind.
Okay, I'll do it then.
Yeah, grab percentiles.
Here.
Or someone tracks initiative. Would you track initiative for me, Rob? Just put down each person's name. I don't care what their number, just in order
Colin,
of what they
you
got.
Colin, you said 19.
Yes.
Did anyone beat a 19? Why don't you put Colin or...
I see Colin.
Okay.
Rob, you got the next one.
I got 17.
I have 15. 16.
Oh.
Hey! Oh! I'm amped up, that's why.
Yeah. Like you're a 15?
Oh, and I'm on 10.
I want her to just be like, I'm so sick of this.
Fucking tithe.
She just goes, I'm so sick of this stealthing around.
You said two goons, right?
Yeah, the two goons will both be on 10. Yeah. Graffiti himself is on 5.
Alright, so we go, then they go.
That is exactly what happened there. All right, starting off the initiative, we've got Colin.
Okay, so I'm just going to drop down into the hole and charge the guy sitting in the chair.
It's a couch, but yeah.
The couch, but yeah. Just going to attack him. Punch him.
Is he considered prone?
No.
Okay.
He's sitting. Okay.
That's not prone. Prone is laying on your ass or on your
He's
laying on his
back
or laying on your chest. Okay.
So this is, I'm rolling a d20 plus 7, so that's a 15 plus 7, so I'm assuming that's going to hit.
22?
You said a 16 plus 1?
15.
Yeah, or 22.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So my d6, whoops. I'm going to roll a d6 and d4 for damage, d6 for the electric gauntlets, and d4 for holy, for a total of 3 plus 7. Is it 7? Oh, plus 5. So for 8 damage on the first hit. Yeah, and I'm going to get a second one. No, I didn't use a monk weapon.
Do you need paper?
It's considered an unarmed strike.
Yes.
So you would be able to use your offhand still.
Okay, I'll use my offhand to hit him with a quarter bat.
I'm sorry?
Offhand. To hit him with offhand bat.
Oh, can you offhand with the...
Oh, I rolled an 8. So.
Main hands with the bat and offhand.
Main hand with bat, offhand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you have to use it for a D6, not the D8.
Yeah.
The offhands with the gauntlet.
Yeah.
The offhands with a back slap.
Well, that's an 8 plus, so does a 15 hit?
It will not hit him.
Okay.
It should have some sort of penalty to his AC, because he can't really move that much while he's
hitting. That is untrue, he just rolls off the back.
Okay.
Well, he gets a turn.
I'm going to spend a key.
Yeah, and this one also, I didn't use his reaction to dodge out of the way, because he's a rogue.
You didn't tell us that.
What?
I'm going to use key to flurry of blows for 2 more unarmed attacks.
Punch.
It's rolling 2 d20s at once, so that's an 18 and a 12 base. So that's a lot, plus 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, so that's 2. So does that gauntlet modify my unarmed damage?
Yes, it's a d6, not a d4.
Okay, so I'm rolling 2 d6s and 2 d4s for 2 hits.
And total?
Your flurry blows, doesn't that have to be with punches or kicks and not a bat?
No, he's using the electric gauntlet.
Both of the offhand attacks? I just want to make sure.
Yeah. That's 24 damage. One
more question. How did you hit with a bat? Do you have 2 weapon fighting?
You don't need it.
It's a bat.
Monk's offhand doesn't need it.
Follow-up thing, how did he get 4 attacks?
At level 3.
That's what
so,
you only get
so
3
the base,
attacks at level 3.
So the base attack... allows me is with a bat. Then, because of martial arts, because I have an offhand free, I can do an unarmed strike.
Oh,
I see where you're getting the mistake.
You don't have the 2 of them fighting combat style, which would allow you to do that.
As I have it via my blood meter.
That's the hold on. I'm opening up the page.
No, Colin. You can either use your bonus action.
It's not offhand. Yeah, I'm using. Oh.
It's one or the other, not both.
They're both reserved bonus actions.
So give me one of those D6 and one of those D4s.
Okay,
I don't care.
So I'm looking at it. So one of them was a 6, so I'm just going to take off the second one. So that's minus 7 on that damage. So that's 24 minus 7. That's 17 damage.
Minus 5.
No, I... Oh, yeah, minus 5.
And then minus the 12 damage. As well. Just reroll
it. I did. It has the dice there, so it has the 4 and 3. So that's 7 plus 5 for 12.
That's for 12 damage.
Yeah. But that's worth a key point, I'd say, to help put him down.
All right. Next, after Colin, is Rob.
Yep. I will go 30 feet, as close as I can.
You can get to him. It's just an
I will stop before getting all the way in there and shoot him with a blaster.
Okay.
When I first get into the room, I will look around the room.
You see the 2 guards with energy, with looks like energy, some kind of energy shotgun or scatter blaster at the door, at the doorways, and they look like they've got double barrels.
Okay. Can I approach a flanking position?
Huh?
Can I approach at a flanking position on graffiti?
No, he's got his back to the couch against the wall.
So I can't see him through the couch or from behind him?
No, he...
Oh, it's to a wall, okay.
Yeah.
I will... Shoot him from a ranged first. 16 plus 6 is 22.
Hits.
Right, so that's a d10 plus d4.
Oh, I should describe graffiti as a character because y'all are fighting him. But I'll leave that to your early damage.
Any immunities, or can I just give you flat numbers?
Flat numbers.
Flat numbers. 11 damage on the first attack. I'll close the distance and then stab him with the rapier. Non-lethally, hopefully.
Yeah. You know, they did it to the last strike.
Well, I don't know if this would be the last strike, so 21. Yep, that's what I'm saying. No.
Hits.
And now this is a D8 plus D4. 13 damage. Bonus action, glare menacingly.
Okay. All right. But to describe graffiti, he is dressed in... What you'd think of as like a, I don't want to say a painter's smock, but like
That's what you said last time.
What was it? Yeah, okay, he's got a painter's smock, which has what looks like different colored spray paints in the canister. And you actually see, as you're watching, he's actually pulling a canister out of his hand. Like, almost like it's like sunk into his arm, and he pulls it out of his palm, and you watch him toss it to the side and then load and slap a new one in. All
right.
And they're not like traditional spray paint cans where, like, they're top to bottom, you spray them forward. But instead, they're the artist kind that spray in line. So, like, instead of, like, I can't do it without hand gestures. It sprays in line with the can, not perpendicular to the can.
A can of whipped cream.
Yes, like that.
Oh, I see. I get you.
Yay, food!
Yay.
Next up is Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie, you're next. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's my turn. I'm gonna run up to douchebag McGee.
Everybody's running up on him, and then I won't be able to get a clear shot. Do it.
She's small.
Do it.
Do it. Okay.
Hey, I got a five-letter word for you. Do it.
Oh, is it called smite?
How many smite spell slots do you have left?
You mean smite slots.
Smite.
Yeah, big fat goose egg.
I used two in the last fight.
And then jump.
Then I jumped.
Okay.
And you use sorcery points up so you can't make yourself a new one?
18 plus 7.
I do have one. Two.
25 to hit?
One.
25 yeah, that to hits. Hit. I wanted to
one
be...
spell slot left.
You're about to have one smite slot left.
No, I did because I did that before.
I used one smite last time, I thought.
You used one smite?
Yes.
Once. So then
one
I
left.
Have one
then
left.
You use Shield of Faith.
You're right. That's two.
So you still have one left.
How many spells? I don't know. How many spell slots do you have? Go to your, scroll to your spells page.
Okay. Cutting.
How many spell slots do you have? Three?
There's three.
Yeah, she's good. She's got one left.
I'm using. What do I add?
2d8s.
Because we need this guy down now.
Yes.
Because on his turn, he could activate.
Exactly.
Y'all were very smart about that. I was going to be real mean to you guys in a minute. You may reroll ones and twos.
I have an 8, and a 5, and a 3, and reroll that 2, and that's a 4. So we got
11, 18, plus 5, 23.
20? No, that's wrong.
5. What? That's
8, 9, 10.
18 plus 5 is 23.
20. Oh, and then plus 5.
A 5, a 3, and a 4. So 16 plus 4 is 20.
And then plus 5. 8, 5, 3, 13, 16, 4.
20. I can't math. I missed the 4 each
time. And then plus 5.
The 8 and the 3, that's another. Or the 5 11. And the 3, that's another 8. So 8 plus 8 is 16.
Yeah,
plus 4 is 20. 25 fucking damage.
Yay!
Hello, edit button.
I did 25 damage, 2 and 2 hits.
Oh, yes. I thought you were still pointing at me. I'm like, why are you pointing at me still?
Yeah, blood just spurts from his chest as you nailed him.
Big explosion of light.
Yeah, and actual like runic light just starts to appear on his chest. You can see it, like
what?
His whole like.
Is that a good thing?
You cut his smock and yeah. He dropped his paint, and his chest is covered in runes.
Can I make an arcane?
You may make an arcana check. Yes.
That was my last one. I marked out. But
how's the 16 sound?
That looks just like the kinds of runes that are embedded in his paint.
Any particular symbol I see?
It looks very similar to the piece of dynamite.
He's gonna explode.
He's gonna explode?
We need to take him out before he can.
Okay.
Yeah, now Mike misses.
My turn. Using my final spell slot.
Cast Bolt?
Do I?
Yeah. Because burning hands would be a bad thing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this. How is this a 14 hit?
It doesn't.
Chaos Bolt is a bad spell for me.
Yeah.
I have not hit a single person with it.
Do you have Quicken or no?
No. I don't have Meta Magic.
Oh, you're not, because you're saying level. You should have shot him with something.
I tried. I missed.
Yeah.
And all AoE options would hit us.
Okay.
I'm hanging from like the ceiling. I'm like leaning in through the hatch, whatever. I'm not in the room. I'm just leaving that there. So
alrighty. I got Peon 1. who turns.
Who's he peeing on?
So he's peeing on one.
He's peeing on one.
Poor woman.
He's going to turn and unload a cone or two.
Onto the group?
Onto the group.
Including graffiti?
It's not going to hit. One of you is going to be out of it, besides Mike. So call a number on a D. I'm going to go 1-2 is Colin, 2-3 is Rob, 3-4 4-5.
No. I think I have to be hit because I basically like stabbed their boss.
So I die. All right. Like I said, 1-2 is Colin, 3-4 is Rob, 5-6 is Bright Force. Bright Force is not in it.
Okay.
I need deck saves from both Bedlam and Damon.
I love deck saves.
Oh, natural 20.
Hey.
I'm at a 17.
Any special rules on a nat 20 on a save?
I think nat 20 you're going to be immune. You're going to take no damage.
Yay!
Out of the
way of the cone.
Well, how much did you? Would you roll cone?
17.
Yeah, you make it. It's 13 damage, so take half, so 6.
And I take none.
And you take none
with the nat 20. The other one does the same thing.
I do the same thing.
Roll another d20.
Is Natalie excluded from this as well?
No, I would roll to see who's excluded from that.
We gotta define who's where on the board because if they're coning from,
they're coming from different sides. That's why, If we get too nitty gritty on a board, it really bogs the game down, especially for our podcast.
I'm gonna die.
I need a deck save for everyone but Colin.
Oh.
That's because Colin's making death saves.
20 total.
No, I'm up, so.
Well, 20 total, you're gonna take half, so you're gonna take 6. And Natalie, what'd you get?
I rolled a 2 minus 1 is 1. What do I take?
13.
Oh, I'm dead.
Are you down?
Oh, look at that. I'm minus 1.
You're at 0 hit points.
You're unconscious.
And it is now the graffiti himself. And he charges. You look at him and he takes his spray paint hand. He goes, and he just sprays his chest. And the trademark, you know, man leaning against the, you know, but instead of the man, it's just a piece of a stick of dynamite. And he says, "Kill me and I'll blow."
So.
Yeah, we're not killing you, so whatevs.
I did not consider that.
We're not gonna kill you, man. Bright Force is just
a Bedlam's turn.
In death.
Bedlam.
I'll get her up.
Yeah, so he's now threatening us. So surrender, and you won't, and we will take you away peacefully. We can ensure your safety. I want to make a persuasion attempt on that.
Sure, that is your action, though.
Does he look pretty beat up?
Yeah. He looks fucked up.
Okay. I'm not that good at persuasion, but let's go.
He's going to try it.
Hey, it's not bad. That's an 18.
Hey!
You got a shot. Hold on, let me roll some dice. Yeah, he's like, you're going to promise my safety.
Yes.
What about... she stabbed me in the chest, man.
Well, they just shot us with guns, so...
Blasters?
Blasters, but still.
I'm dying.
We're both using lethal weapons against each other. If we both had promised to just shut down, you shut down your bombs, we can all go away healthy from this situation.
If you've got that kind of clout...
I said healthy, not walk away. You're caught.
Well, no. If you've got that kind of clout, then yeah, boys, stand down. And you see them lower their scatter blasters.
My action, I put 3 hit points into her.
She stands up. She's like, let me at him. No. Sets her down.
Like, hanging in from the hatch to the roof, like, is it done?
Tell me how your power works. before we can take you in.
Oh, there's a glyph hidden in each piece. I hide it under the spray paint. The extra spray paint actually enhances it. I don't know. I figured out I could. He takes the can out of his hand and says, "I figured out I could absorb the spray paint I used to tag."
How would we disable your bomb when on your chest? Just mess it up?
Douse me in water? I mean,
how do we turn off the bombs in the city?
Oh, I can disable those.
Okay.
Please
do so. I'm calling 9.
He says, "All right, well." Yeah, he says, all I got to do is turn down the intensity. I put him to 1%. Yeah, it might wreck the wall they're against, but it won't destroy them. I can't actually disable them.
Okay.
Put them down to 1%. I mean, I never thought I'd have to disable them. I mean, there might be some buildings without power, but they're not going to.
We
appreciate
it. Better than 500,000 deaths on your head.
Yep.
500,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that guy had said something about that, it would have given an advantage on that roll. good reasoning gives you advantage and stuff like that. I reward reasoning. Poor reasoning will get you disadvantaged, so be careful. He says, yes, "Yeah,
I learned the hard way."
He says, "I'm going to do it. You want to step back a little bit? The explosion won't hurt me."
Yeah, 2 seconds. 9.
Yeah, ring. She picks up another second ring. Yes,
we have the bomber. He's agreed to come peacefully.
Okay, what about the bombs in the city?
He's going to disable them. Unfortunately, maybe small structural damage, but not much. He can't turn them off. He has to detonate them, but he's detonating them at minimal power.
He says.
I want to insight
him. I glare at him when I say that.
All right, roll your insight if you want.
Let me at him.
15. Well, actually, 10 plus 5 for 15.
Wait, what did you say?
Insight.
Oh, great.
I have proficiency.
I'm plus 1 in it.
What would a 12 get me?
I want the high number.
I believe him.
All right, so 15. Yeah, you believe him.
Okay.
I'm still holding my weapons drawn.
Yeah, he asks you all to stand back. He says, "It won't hurt me."
I'm keeping my ears open for sounds. I've got advantage on that.
He says, "Step back," and his minions step back. They actually lay their scatter blasters down on the ground and walk back towards the door. He says, "I don't want to be next to him who blows that shit up." He used to blow up cans for fun. I'm not gonna watch that.
How dare he?
Yeah, so he goes like this, and he slaps his hands together, and you hear, it sounds like have you ever heard of firecrackers, but you ever heard an M80 go off nearby? It's loud, but it's a pop, not a bang. It sounds like a bunch of M80s going off nearby.
Okay.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to be like, you know how when you open up a can of biscuits?
No,
I'm gonna take a look around sometimes.
No, I am gonna roll. I'm gonna roll percentiles. How many of the buildings have critical structural damage now?
100. Crap.
One.
Yes.
It's the one we're in.
And it's the one you're in.
No.
What?
Because it's
a bigger glyph. He knew he was going to be fine. So, the wall behind him just blows out. And you guys are 10 feet back, so you're fine from the explosion. But he blew the wall up behind him. And you hear the ceiling go,
"Everybody out.
Get out.
Wait, jump is still active."
That's shower.
I will store my weapons and grab both tactical scatter guns.
Okay.
Ooh, do what we want one.
They're two-handed. Okay.
And they're two-handed.
I'm going to have advantage with the shots, but I'm holding them.
Okay. There's a building next door, right?
Yeah. This is the end. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's a town. It's a series of, like, storefronts. So you got building.
Right.
Street.
Is there a roof?
It's the end.
Damage it's here the end. On this one. I'm with the next one.
Well, you have to jump across the street.
3 times jump distance right now.
What's your strength? So 24 feet in a running jump without pushing
won't cut it, will it?
No, The streets.
You can boost.
No, I can't.
Power check.
You can roll a power. You can do a power check and try and boost, or you can just jump down. You're only 10 feet up.
Oh. That would
be
really
second floor, building's only about 10 feet, 10 or 11 feet apiece. As long as you lower yourself down, you won't even take damage.
Okay.
Could I?
I'll do that.
You're saying 3 hit points. I don't.
Ow.
All right. As you go, you actually, graffiti comes willingly. He's like, hey, you guys said you're not going to kill me. I'd rather not die. You found me. I don't know. What was I supposed to do? And he walks down the stairs, and I need everyone to make a perception check.
I'm outside.
You're outside, so you do not roll.
Okay. And I'm not rolling that die.
19.
21.
18 plus 1, so 19.
The only person who got it was the 21. You heard a beep as he exited the room.
I don't hear this, though.
A beep from where?
The stairwell.
I'm going to quickly go dash towards him and try and pull him back into the room.
I need...
Do you have a key point? Step of the Wind Flying Tackle.
You said, because it sounds like a bomb, but I don't know what it is. Either he has a detonator.
Blows everything up.
Yeah.
But it's already blown up.
Unless there's something else in the cafe. Liberator. Safety clock.
Yeah, but I was hoping you guys would just go out the wall. I wouldn't have to do this to you. I need everyone who's in the stairwell to make dex saves.
I was trying to
watch. Immolated with a firebomb.
Green flames.
Green flames.
Oh.
And it actually licks out and grabs the other goon too. He's hurt real bad.
Bad that he's unconscious or
the guy in the stairwell is dead. It did.
Completely dead or in like, death saves mode?
Let me roll some damage. We'll find out.
And for the audience, I will tell you how many dice he's grabbing because we're seeing a lot of dice. We know that could have been bad for us.
Oh, no, it would be bad for us.
I already have the 2d12s, but I need 4.
3.
Can I borrow some d12s?
Goblin Bob. 4d12.
That's perfect. I'll take it. That was bad for him. That's 27. He is alive.
He is alive.
But he is actually taking 2d6 every turn he's in there.
Feel free to put those back in there.
I will attempt to rescue him. Is he unconscious?
He is definitely unconscious and burning alive.
Can I use my action to put him out?
No.
You have to drag him out.
I drag him out.
Now, I'm going to do 2d6 fire to you as you go in there.
Somebody's got 14 points of temporary hit points on top of now. 17. Oh, sorry.
I took a second one.
Take 3. That was the weakest fire. Weak for that. Weak sauce.
I drag him out.
All right. You drag him out. And
cure wounds, because I got 2 of them left.
Good deal. What the fuck? That mother... He goes into a string of curses that is long and also horror.
Can I do a medicine check just to stabilize him?
No, this is like... Wounds. He is... There is enough skin missing from his body that...
Magical healing definitely helped.
He gained 6 points. 5 points.
You have the empowered healing thing you could do. It's bad guy. Look at the bad guy. I ain't doing that.
You rolled 1 die on
also.
This. Oh, look. It's also
one. It's meant to be.
Wait, don't you roll 2? So that would be 2 ones.
He gains 9 hit points.
Good. The other guy upstairs, do you drag him out too? The one that Natalie hit with the door, or Brentford says with the door?
Yep, they all come out.
Yeah.
Alive, if we can.
Yes.
We get Natalie out first, and she catches them as they push them out the hole.
Yeah, no, that's real. She's strong enough to just don't. And you can see graffiti visibly shaking with rage.
Why?
I'm assuming that was Liberator's safety plan on you?
Because the person he betrayed him.
I didn't know about it.
He didn't betray Liberator.
Yeah.
But it was his safety in case he did try to.
Mm-hmm. That's a sneaky bastard. How did you lock him up?
He's knocked out.
Like a couple death saves worth.
Yeah, but did you...
He's tied up to something.
You guys don't know. You have to douse him in water.
What?
Otherwise, he'll get back up in like less than a minute.
Yeah, nobody told us this.
Nobody told us about that.
I wasn't working for you.
Well, he's tied up to like a phone pole. Like, yeah, I mean, so I would figure that'd be fine.
Which he melted through.
So Liberator,
I'm short. I can't run that fast.
Liberator is gone. If you didn't stop
he's
him,
in the wind now.
He's already woken up right now.
Wait, wouldn't he have woken up as we were all standing there?
And waiting for the phone call.
And faked it like a faked it. I rolled deception of 26. Y'all couldn't beat him.
All right.
Okay.
Well then. Well,
deception, maybe.
Deception versus insight. No one here's got an insight higher than 7, higher than 6. So, all right.
That wraps up our first episode.
No, it doesn't, because it's only about 45 minutes with cuts. We've got some aftermath to talk about. Graffiti, so we're going to smash cut this bit if no one objects.
Nope, go for it.
All right, so Nine arrives in the, but she does not come in the RV. She comes in a sleek-looking Alano sports car. She rides in at approximately 85, about 105 miles an hour. Power slides into the corner, parks it, gets out, and says,
"We're talking Blues Brothers parking."
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like
full slide into the spot, perfectly.
Yes, like she's done it 1,000 times, and you know that she, with her manual dexterity, that's just something she can do. And if you, in my world, and because we're using D&D 5th edition, if you've got a 20 dexterity and you're proficient in land vehicles, you can do that shit. It's not easy, but you can do it.
Yes. I'll be able to do that eventually.
Okay. But get proficiency in vehicles.
I can barely drive.
It's a skill. If you get proficiency in a tool, land vehicles are one of the ones that's listed.
I have expertise in land vehicles.
Do you really?
Yes. You gave it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
motorcycle.
I have land vehicles as part of my background.
Everybody
gets proficiency.
Yeah, so everyone has the propensity to do it. Yeah, everyone here knows how to drive because that just makes sense. But that was in the pilot, that was in the pre-pilot.
Look, no one remembers the pilot.
Nobody remembers the pilot. The thing is,
he always dies in the plane.
I'd like to give I'd like to give all the players credit here. No one changed their characters dramatically after the first couple sessions. All right, so we're going to smash cut through. She drives out, she power slides it in, and then she pops out, and then you hear the car, bam, bam, and it locks behind her. And she goes, so we came in.
In response to the beeping, I cover my head.
Okay, did you call the fire department yet?
Click.
God, we all just pull out our phones, like.
She's just holding, I got a guy. Hey, Riptide, I know your base is like, less than 2 miles from us. Can you come put this building out? I don't want to deal with the fire department. Really? Yeah, sure. Thank you. And she puts her takes the phone off her ear. And she says, "Riptide will be here to put it out in like less than a minute. Don't worry about it." You hear rumbling, and like the crashing of waves coming from down the road. Riptide is a well-known cape in Riverside City. He is the son of The Wave, who is one of the first supers to be seen in Riverside City. One of the founding members of the FSA in the Riverside City and the nation. She's still active because she doesn't seem to age, for reasons. And her son does hit 25 and doesn't seem to age either. No, I'm sorry. He's only like 22, but he seems like he doesn't show any of the negative effects of aging either that they can see. After a while, the Riptide does come by and just a massive wave. He literally hits the whole building with a wave that's 20 feet tall and just smashes it down. He says, "You didn't say the building had to be intact." And she said, "No, I didn't." Insurance. I know that cafe owner has cape insurance as super insurance. They're going to be fine.
I don't know if you would want them because that was the base of an organization.
Good. Then they get to rebuild it.
Oh.
With more money than they need.
You know what? You got a point.
They're going to do fine.
Insurance fraud.
I think we own the policy. Hold on. She like pulls out her phone and.
Yeah, you might want to send somebody to the TV place too.
Yeah.
Do we still have people that were on route to that? Because I believe Liberator may have gotten free.
Yeah, and also this.
You learned more information about his powers.
You hear her go, oh. Oh, I can say it. Oh, fuck. Son.
Also, Nine, I'm pointing to Graffiti. He gave us information about Liberator too.
Good.
So.
Useful.
He turned himself over willingly when we promised that we wouldn't kill him.
Correct.
I didn't hear no imprisonment, though.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Never said.
We left that part out for a reason.
Can I get community service?
Is that Graffiti saying
that?
Yeah. He threatened to blow up half the city.
Technically speaking, he is helping.
Fair.
Technically speaking, he was holding 500,000 people hostage.
He has
you probably don't want that.
Oh. For... Repaint, would but for on? Good.
Technically, he was holding half the city hostage.
No.
So 500,000 people hostage.
A quarter of the city.
Technically speaking, though, that was Liberator.
If it's 2 million, we said.
5 million.
Right. Because Chicago is currently at 2.7.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who live in Alano, in the Alano building. A lot.
People live in the Alano building?
It's an arcology.
Oh, sorry. I was very quiet about that. Sorry.
3 miles wide, 150 feet tall in the middle. Like, it's a big fucking building.
And continuing.
Yeah. So, Nine jumps back in her car and says, "When do you get in?"
I'll take it.
Damon slips right in. And, you know that sensation where your ass clenches involuntarily? You do that the whole
save?
Make me a con save just to see if you can keep your lunch.
I'm not proficient. 17 plus that because I'm not proficient to 20 total.
Yeah, you're fine. You're like, this is actually enthralling. She gets that 5.
It's like a roller coaster.
Well, that 5 minute drive that should be was done in
19 total.
That 5 minute drive was done in approximately a minute and a half. You think she hit 160. You stop looking when you realize if you looked away, you got nauseous. And you look, and there's a light pole that is just tipped over, and it's burned through, and the TV station is just dust. It's just ashes. Though it isn't a big enough parking lot that it doesn't look like the fire spread.
By the way, while driving, I do make a prayer to Ethereal.
All right, perfect. Ethereal?
Yes.
And you feel mildly comforted? Almost like it was just psychosomatic. All right. So she makes it there, and she swears up a storm. She calls. She makes a fall to her phone. Boss, we got the bomber, but we didn't get Liberator. Yeah, they're different people. I didn't know either. All right. I'll let them know. Next week? Okay, fine. And then she hangs up. Yeah. I get a fire safety course next week. I'm sorry, I get wildfire training next week. That's going to be the least fun ever, as she shakes her head. Yeah, it's my penalty for not catching Liberator.
Your fault. Well, we're not there, but...
I'll
volunteer to go with you.
Oh, you don't want this.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, you do.
My job?
You have civvy lives, I don't.
I like knowledge.
Oh.
I mean, eventually the rest of us will show up. Wait, where's your car? Oh, right.
So, I just slowly walk in. I'm like, I'm getting there! You got so much family! Gosh!
She has to walk it.
The car is there. Her car is there.
Yeah. I'm walking. I have to walk.
We're walking. He's...
He's running. And you are just like, you're trying to jump again. And then I'm just like, just stop. Just walk with me. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So, once you all gather together, it probably took you like 7 or 8, at least 10 minutes to walk there because it's a while away. You can see Nine. She's just like leaning up against a wall, like flicking out knives are appearing in and out of her hands as she spins them as she's just visibly like you're agitated.
It's fidget spinners,
but they're dangerous but they're karambits, like
deadly fidget spinners.
I've seen like with blades; those things are scary. But yeah, she's like,
is she okay?
And Graffiti's walking with. He's like, damn, that built. I didn't do it. He points to the building. He's like, I didn't do that one.
We know.
I can't believe I rolled a one on that damage check. I was like, it's going to be a freaking...
It's going to be great.
100. Oh.
I was like, you probably put it on 200 buildings. I got a shot to get half of them.
Nope.
One.
That's great. What are you talking about?
This works for us.
Yeah.
So you are all going to be offered a ride home. Another Elano vehicle will arrive, and one for each of you if you need it, or like no, probably it'll be an SUV, so you can take all of you.
Okay. What are we doing with Graffiti though? I mean, are we leaving
him? Nine has called the FSA, and a woman named Brigitte shows up to pick him. No, that's not who they send for him. Hellion shows up. Hellion is a tall, dark-skinned man. Not dark-skinned, like, as in he's, you know, from, you know, Africa or Jamaica or wherever. His skin is the color of night. It has, like, dark, like, bright sparkles running through it, with black chains wrapped around him that are actually lit with red, scarlet flames. I think Hellrider, but less... Not Hellrider, because he doesn't have the skull thing, and...
It's not Ghost Rider.
No, that's what I meant. Ghost Rider. But yeah, so Hellion comes down and he says, and in a voice that sounds like it comes from beyond the grave, like deep, this deep thunder, you know, booming voice, he says, I'll take the prisoner to detention. And the graffiti goes, whoa, we didn't say shit about detention. I have enemies. I need protection. Nine gives zero shits. What do y'all do?
Anything? I wave by.
Still alive.
Graffiti.
What was that, Colin?
I wave by.
Colin!
Bye!
Nothing?
No.
You asked to still be alive.
You.
That is all we promised.
You
and to leave still in good health.
Well, I see where I stand with you. Take me away, copper.
And, we appreciate you.
Hellion reaches out his chains, and they like rise off of his body, and then he latches them around him and pulls him in tight to his chest, with him looking out. He says, "Good work, young capes." Nine. He nods to her, and then just jets away with fire under out from his feet.
Wanted him to like see nine. Pat.
That's what we do to you.
No. How dare you?
Knight says, he is one scary motherfucker.
Yeah.
That fire of his, he doesn't use it. I don't know why, but when I look at it, it scares me.
Nothing scares you.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Oh, no.
There's something to that fire that I don't want to get anywhere near it. When you guys finally do make it through, you know, there's very little paperwork. It's like, were you there? Yes. Did you do what you could to prevent this? Yes. It's like seven questions. And it's like, yes, no. And at the end, they want you to sign it.
And
It's an incident report. But like the easiest incident report ever.
After we're done.
And it's digital. On your phone.
I'll let Cece fill it out for me.
She pulls out her finger. And she answers all the questions accurately.
It's like, awesome.
And
she, I don't have to do paperwork.
I love paperwork.
Okay.
That's really
weird. I run into an issue of trying to make that AE symbol when I'm typing my name. Glaring at it. Copy and paste it in. Like I did with my back.
Long hold A, and then it's in there.
It doesn't work on a computer.
It's on your phone.
I know.
You fill it out, and then you get notified that you'll have a mandatory debriefing tomorrow. You guys go to the debriefing. It's fine. Let's go to the debriefing.
Alright, so technically that symbol is called Ash.
Ash?
That is the name of that symbol.
Oh,
Ash.
Its traditional name in English is still Ash.
I had no idea. So,
at least according to what I found on Google.
So, I didn't... Because you're blasting through it, because you told us that we have to remind you that she went to the clinic to make sure that everything is okay.
Who?
Luna.
Which clinic?
Care.
The care clinic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll do that. That makes way more sense to do in the debrief.
Well, no, you said if after a battle, after we got... After annihilated.
Yeah, so
she is seriously hurt, so she should probably
when you go to like leave, she says, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to the hospital." No, you come back with us and we take you to our hospital.
Oh.
And you get checked out by two or three different doctors, at least a dozen different nurses come through running different tests. Nothing invasive though. They don't draw any blood. It's a lot of like scanners that touch your skin. There's one super who comes in, puts her hand on your head, and you feel all like you fell and hurt yourself. You banged your knee, like all the subdermal wounds, all the like internal stuff gets right again. But it doesn't seem like it touches the outside. It's a weird power, but that's what she's got. And it comes through and there's a doctor who says, okay, you're going to need, you know, the burning isn't bad. And it looks like the healing you were given is going to prevent you needing grafts, but just be careful. It'll be sensitive the next few days. I'm sorry. Okay. This is fun for me. Who else had a vehicle on site of the burning building?
I was waiting for you to ask.
Did you?
Your bike was there.
Yeah.
All right. No.
Two vehicles were there.
I wanted to take my car with me. Are you rolling to see if my car is destroyed?
No, we're just rolling to see if Liberator shred it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no.
F the smart Purdue. All right. Let's go with the motorcycle. Oh, yeah. So if I roll...
Okay.
Anywhere from a 3 to a 9. Yeah.
Including 3 and 9?
Yeah.
So only
2 on either side.
That's my bike.
Does cape insurance cover that?
Well, we don't have any record flames coming off of it.
So I think we know enough.
Probably. I don't know how long it'll take for the claim to get processed. We'll have to talk about it at a company meeting. Sorry. Okay, now let's go to Luna's.
2.
Okay.
Does it wrap around to the
It top? Does.
Okay. You know what? No, 4.
Should have kept with the 2.
Should have kept the 2.
Right, I didn't even see it and I had to say
So that is 5 away.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm so sad.
Oh, you hate your car.
Now, yeah.
The question is, how do you sell this to your parents?
Oh, she's already thinking of ways to be like,
your car isn't totally destroyed. Like, it isn't a pile of goo like the bike is, because he can make a flame that's 5 foot around. Mm-hmm. It's the Create Bonfire spell. It's a 5 foot cube of flame. You just did it until your bike didn't exist anymore. Her car is the size of 2 of those, so he can only do it. But so what it did is the entire passenger and the engine, like the passenger spot and the engine. No, wait. Your Smurfer 2 is this 5 foot across.
Yes. It's gone.
All that's left is like the floor panels and the tires. Everything else is storage. And the license plate.
So you can identify it.
Oh, thank God.
You're going to have to sell that one to your parents.
We have hero insurance. Because there was apparently an incident one time. So we're okay.
Okay. Do you want me to call the wrecker? Or are you just going to...
Yes, please. Maybe, you know what? Maybe just call my parents for me and say that my car was destroyed in the suck.
Why was it in the suck?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not calling your parents.
Please. Please.
Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, no.
No.
No, this is your job. And she turns.
No.
Are we still on for sparring later?
No, because you're not calling my parents.
Okay, and she walks away. the SUV comes to pick you guys all up. You get away, and as you look behind you, the two smoldering vehicles.
Bye, bye.
The only one whose vehicle is still intact is
the one that didn't have one. The one that didn't have one.
Yeah,
mine's in the middle of a field somewhere.
Your cozy coop is fine, Vedlam.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those things are hard to come by nowadays.
Like a shopping cart.
Yeah,
that's his other vehicle.
What was that, Vedlam?
Those things are hard to come across nowadays.
The cozy coops.
Yeah. Wait.
Not the original. Yeah.
I'm picturing he's got one of those Aldi shopping carts. He's with the 4-year-old. The wall where it's like,
look, it's hard to find those in cozy coops in adult sizes.
Yes.
All right. So you're all dropped off wherever you want to be. You are offered a room at the Alano Arcology if you'd like to stay for the night.
Yes, please.
The only person who is not a minor. You're 18.
I'm not a minor.
18, and I believe Damon is older.
No,
you're 17.
Yep. But nobody knows that.
They do.
Aging spell. Aging spell.
They check birth records and see how old you are.
Contact for that.
Oh my god.
His backstory
is very, very.
All right. So,
I didn't bite it. I'm good.
I'm trying to think if they'd actually know how old you were.
If they had contact with my family,
they do.
Then possibly, if they directly asked. But due to background,
I think you live alone though.
Correct.
So they would let you go home. You don't. No. Brightforce does, or no, Luna does not live alone.
No.
She lives in a house of five.
Yes.
So they say, sorry, we cannot let you stay the night. We have
nine traitors.
We have to take you home.
Nine.
Now either we can call it a reboot, or we can have someone take.
Can you drop?
No.
Please.
It's in your contract.
You don't have to go into the place.
That's very true. I could just walk away.
Don't worry, we'll just stay until you get in there.
So, yeah, if you'd like, they offer you a place to stay.
I need to go home.
They'll ask. They know where you live.
I mean, it's.
I think your grandfather's face is like on the side of the building. Like, it's, yeah. That's what I imagine.
Just the mask. Draws a picture of El Combustion. Does it make El Combustion?
No.
Or does it make anything combust?
No.
Food for the little one.
Do you have it at home?
All of her stuff is. All
right, there's the third one.
So we got two scatter blasters out of that.
And then you have the three intact laser rifles from the last one, and then two grenades which you've used. Two, well, three. You used all three.
I know we used them all.
All right.
So what was the bounty on the guy we captured?
Graffiti.
And all the thugs.
Graffiti wasn't much because they didn't know who he was.
Oh, okay.
No, and his threat level.
That doesn't matter. Yes, you'll get something like that.
Hey, we stopped the city from blowing up.
I'm getting there. So I think, yeah, we'll be close to right if we finish this up pretty soon. That makes total sense.
Yes.
My brain will. All right. So Weasel/Rico, you go home. And your grandfather is sitting on the stoop. In full garb, like head to toe, El Combustion.
Okay.
What do you do? And he says, "Nieto, did you do it?"
Yes and no. We stopped the total destruction.
That's good.
But the boss still got away.
That's not as good. But still good.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to make I'm terrible at this. I'm going to make tostadas. I'm going to make you some tamales. And for Miss Sisi, I'm thinking Peruvian rat.
I think she agrees with that.
Yeah, I do. So you go inside and your uncle's there, and he's obviously worried about you. Okay, because your grandfather's he's in a neighborhood of soups, a neighborhood of capes. So you walking in like that, it's nothing special.
Okay.
Now, no one knows of him as himself, but they know him as, El Combustion lives here, and the windows are, the security here is very tight. It's not like someone's going to figure out who you are because of where you live. So you go inside, you eat probably the best food you've had in a minute. It is very good. Your uncle talks about how he's sorry that his wife Maria couldn't be here. He says the restaurant's booming right now with everyone celebrating, you know, the takedown of Liberator. He says
we took him down, but we didn't bring him in.
Yeah, but I heard, but it's a big thing that you did that you stopped him from, you know, destroying half the suck. I mean, yeah, it may not be the nicest place to live, but there's still families who live there. He says, "Do you know where the name the suck came from?"
I'm sure I've heard before, but because it sucks you back in, right?
Yeah, it's not that it's a terrible place to live. It really isn't. The infrastructure is just as strong as it is anywhere else. It's just that the houses aren't as nice. The apartments aren't as nice. But the schools are just as good. And because they're getting money from the city, not from the region. It's not a dead-end place to live. Like everyone seems to think it is. He says, I mean, we've had family live in the suck, and we could have gotten them out, but they didn't want to. So, what can I do for you? You know what I do for a living. Do you remember what he does for a living?
I know that he worked with Alano.
He's in the experimental tech department.
Oh. All right.
Mostly doing what are they called? Simulations and things like that. But he also works on the real McCoy as well. What can I do for you? What can I do to make you safer out there? I mean, you haven't seen Tenzi yet. You should probably do that. Get you out of that jacket. Yeah, it's good for motorcycling, not for getting shot at. I don't see any plating in it. I don't see any, you know. Yeah. Nothing, no reflective surfaces to block the, you know. It's a mistake.
Oh. Talk to her at some point in the next week or so. Try and get something set up.
I can get you an appointment. Does your whole team need an appointment or just you?
Probably. Well, I don't know about Bedlam. He doesn't like armor.
She's got stuff for that. There's something to that's not uncommon. And so. Kind of like if you had metal skin, you know, 17, anything, you don't need armor, but the ability to wear stuff that, you know, hold a weapon is a big deal. There is like a non-armored version of her armor, you know,
mm-hmm.
that gives you gear access and things like that.
Like a melee suit that you have on the list.
Yeah, melee gear. Yeah. She wouldn't sell that, though. She doesn't sell the melee gear.
Tactical melee gear.
No. But she would sell like the, like it'd be like a standard suit, but it wouldn't have any armor in it. It would make it easy to wear. Maybe some kind of force field generator to give it an extra, like maybe one AC against range attacks or something like that. He says, but you can't think of anything else I could help you with? Okay. Well, if you think of anything, let me know.
I'll let you know.
And he just goes back to cooking, and eventually Maria does show up. It's probably like 9 o'clock by that point, and she brings in like, the, you know, chips and salt and like homemade salsa and stuff like that, because you've already eaten, but you know, it's an event, and she makes it's a celebration of your first real successful, you know, haul in. She doesn't know I'm gonna give you a decision. Does Maria know you're a Cape?
I think it's a family thing. I mean, if
they've been married for 20 years,
then yeah.
Okay.
That would be a wise thing.
Yeah, so you went the Miles Morales method of, you know, do people know if I'm a super, not the Peter Parker method. See, I prefer the Miles Morales method myself. And if anyone doesn't get that reference, I can't help you. So she comes in and she congratulates you. And she says, if you had a better name, if you had a different cape name, I could put you on the menu, but I can't right now. I'm not calling something the Weasel, I'm sorry. No one would buy it. You know, Elkin Bus Jones, our biggest burrito.
There's a joke there. This is Mike, not Weasel. Weasel knows better.
You've been hit with a wooden spoon from this lady, like your mom, like your mom would, you know, and like she done cracked that knuckle, you know. but yeah, it is a really pleasant evening with family and good food, and you feel as welcome as you do anywhere in the world. It is a haven. The news comes on, and I guess everyone might care about this. The news comes on, and El Combustion turns it up. What's his real name? El Combustion's real name?
Hector
turns it up, and he's not in costume, so he's Hector. Hector turns it up, and he says, "Hermano, you're on the TV," and it tells about how four capes have taken down Liberator and his dastardly plan, and there are very, very clean photos of each of you. They put it across, and it says, Alano Corporation has claimed that these are agents of theirs, and that they will continue doing good work for the city as long as they are needed. These are Alano agents, and they will continue good work as they are needed. And it does give each of your cape names, and you get that good press. Each of you can mark one fame.
Cool.
It's actually a character sheet. If you look in from D&D Beyond, there's a fame slot. I thought
that depends on where it would be.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. It was because it was a thing in Adventurers League at one point.
Very cool.
Oh, with your family?
Yeah.
So now we get to the part that's the most fun for me.
Why is it you?
Oh, I just want to make a note.
Yes.
Welcome.
Four varying degrees of coming home. We have the one that got nobody. We got a person with one buddy that doesn't show. We got a happy family. And then we got
sad.
Bright Force's family.
Doesn't even have an indicator. Doesn't even have a little nice thing. Her family.
It's like 8:30 at night at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you show up. And the car drops you off, and your mom is standing outside.
Oh shit! I'm just.
That's what Bright Force says.
I'm doing this one. I'm doing this one.
Keep driving. Take another lap.
And she just looks at you, and with it one finger, just beckons you in. You know, like you've done something wrong.
Nine.
She's already driven away.
Nine.
She's driven now. She's
nine.
I don't know. Oh, you're like, I gotta spar with her and kick her ass.
I'm gonna spar with her and kick her ass.
Hmm. Is it Todd Suckers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, and she says, "Daughter."
Hi.
Which that is the only that tone means I'm in deep. You're in deep shit.
Yay.
I got a call from the insurance company.
Oh.
Where's your vehicle?
Technically speaking, it is in a parking lot. The problem is that it's melted.
And why is it melted?
Well, I don't know if you heard the news, but the Suck was under attack today, and my car just happened to be there.
I didn't hear about any other vehicles getting melted.
You did not?
No.
Did you hear about buildings possibly being bombed?
I heard
And
that-
other buildings being burned? And so, by liability's sake, a car could be burning?
I admire the effort. Why were you in the Suck?
Volunteering.
You've had a long time to cope with a lie.
Volunteering.
At this hour?
Yeah.
What were you volunteering with?
Helping people get out of the Suck, because I don't know if you remember this, there was a bomb!
She says, well... You see, I didn't see any pictures of a blue Smurf for two driving out of the Suck, and they took pictures of all the heroes.
Excuse me? What do you mean you didn't see my car driving to the Suck? There's pictures of my car to the Suck.
Driving out of the Suck.
Well, no shit, because the car is in the Suck.
I got a question. You said blue Smurf for two?
Yeah, Smurf too.
Oh, so many comments I could make.
No, all the vehicles leave, you know, leaving with people out and helping them get out.
Yeah, I was helping people leave buildings.
Well, you're not very fast.
I'm not very fast, but I'm sure as heck strong, right?
And it's your one redeeming feature.
Redeeming feature?
Oh, yeah. The shot across the bow. Boom! Boom!
Just her face is just, like, in shock. I'm like, excuse me, you're my mother!
I think you might need to spend more time with your grandmother. I'd rather not.
I'm gonna go spend some time with Allison.
No.
And then she goes, and she starts walking.
Your mother is deceptively quick.
Okay.
She, like, you go to turn around, and she's already in front of you.
But
it's a jump scare.
Whoa!
You're going to march in that house.
No. No.
And she is just glaring you down. I'm going to roll intimidation. I would like you to roll insight, because that's what you roll against that.
Okay.
Yes! I crit one.
I rolled shit. Yeah, I'm going to pick her up.
It's still a 9.
I'm going to pick her up.
It's still a 9.
I... 10.
Then you win.
All right. I pick her up and I move her to the side.
and what's your character's full name?
Ooh, we wrote it down. Do you remember? We did write it down.
I don't know the middle name, but I know the first and last.
Yeah. Luna May Mooney. You will set me on the ground and march yourself inside before your father gets home. And she has this, like, laser beam eyes just pointed at you. Just not real ones, but like if looks could kill, you'd be dead.
I was hoping that was her superpowers. Laser eyes.
Laser. Oh, Jesus. No.
I have plans for her powers.
Oh, yeah.
If she has powers.
No, I know that she has powers.
She's too fast.
She's too fast.
She's just a mundane with levels of monk.
No, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do this to myself.
Excuse me.
So, I repeat, wouldn't do it to myself. What do you do?
Luna sits her back down, and it's just like, I want you to know that it's not okay that you don't believe me. I am your daughter. I am your only daughter, by the way.
Oh, I very much understand that.
Yeah.
And she waits for you to walk inside. Just stares at you.
She just screams into the air and goes, ah! And then... marches herself inside and then slams the door behind her.
Roll a strength check at advantage, and you're trying to roll. No.
I'm trying to roll low, so I don't break the door.
The thing is, you're angry, so you have to roll at advantage.
Of course I do. What's my strength?
So technically,
but still. Okay, so that one is a 14, and then that one is
12. You did not break the door off.
Thank God.
That would have been a 15.
They've learned.
Oh.
They learned to reinforce.
Learned how to reinforce the doors.
They're still reinforced doors.
Yeah.
And you go up to your bedroom and the door is still missing.
Yeah.
And there is no curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, like, if you have any posters of anything cape related on the walls, they're gone. I mean, you're left with anything that's like academic related and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a Spartan bedroom.
She's texting 9. Like, 9. You better get me out of this. It's basically the gist of it.
New number, who dis? No, she wouldn't do that.
I'm going to spar you so hard that you're going to be in the ground.
No, she wouldn't say that. She'd say, we offered to help you get you in, what you say back.
I thought you would help more. All right.
So the night, mm-hmm. and he brings with him, because you
guys, that's weird.
Yeah, it was just weird, which is weird for your dad. He comes in
red flag,
and his ear is sure.
What would I roll for that?
There's a bunch of them throughout the city. There's one nearby. You can tell by the heat that he probably just like less.
Yeah.
It comes in with Stromboli's pizza, and he did get yeah. And he says, crap day at the office, but at least the pizza's good.
I don't trust that.
But it's your favorite, not your siblings. Your siblings are like meat eaters, and I figure I have no. They're they want like anchovies and like artisanal pizza stuff. You're like, I want sausage and pepperoni. That's it.
Yeah.
Watch one of your siblings is a Hawaiian lover.
Oh.
And there is a pizza like there's a cheese one and then there's one that's like meat. And your dad tears into that meat pizza like a man and like he eats twice as much as he usually does. I'm sorry.
Her mouth is open.
And then he says, I'm going to bed. And he goes in and he closes the door. Leaving your mom. Leaving
9-2.
Did not roll high enough.
No.
You're too stunned.
I am stupid.
You're stunned and unable to react.
Yep. Oh, well.
And your mother ushers you off to bed. She says, no TV time for you tonight. And you go to bed. Whatever you do up there, I assume you're going to call Allison.
Yeah.
All right, I think you guys chat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the perfect
She knows I'm a Capia. Yeah?
She does.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about
that. And I think that's the perfect time to end this episode.
Thank God, Paul.
I have freaking planned that, but it happened to be the right timing there.
Yeah.
What? Why he was apologetic? You don't know.
I don't know, because I'm stupid.
All right. So with that, I think it's time to end. Does anybody have anything they want to plug before we go to our outro? All right. Well, I've been Paul Vanderhayden. You can find the Riverside City Chronicles on Amazon. There's a book there, Riverside City Capes and Cowls. I'm also on Twitter at CURUNIR471. And you can follow the podcast itself at RSCPod. Colin, you got anything?
Yep, I've been Colin. I don't have anything to plug.
Rob?
I've been Rob at Twitter at RSCPodRob. Talk to you next time.
This is Mike. You can find me on Twitter. I finally have something. rscpod.mike. See you around.
Anything for you, Natalie?
I've been Natalie. And see ya in the next video.
Video?
Video!
Whoa.
See you in the next podcast.
You mean hear you in the next podcast?
I'll hear you in the
you should keep all
you will hear them or they will hear you.
You should keep all of that. All right.
So flustered.
Catch everybody later. Bye.
Flustered.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.